Okay, so here we are, walking along a wash. This is a classic desert wash, which reminds me, do you get flash floods around here?
We can. We are the low area washes are generally in the low areas. What they're going to do, the water is going to hit the top of the mountain like it does everywhere. It's going to rush down to the lowest point. It's going to collect into a wash. So when all the water collects, and if it's a fast moving storm, you're going to get a lot of water moving, hence a flash flood.
Okay. And I've had colleagues that have actually heard a flash flood. It almost sounds like rolling thunder.
It really does. And it moves things. It moves boulders. It goes up and around and creates an eddy, and it can move gigantic things. If your car were to get caught into a wash, it will move your car down the stream. Also, if you look around us as a whole, there's not a lot of green everywhere. But when you look in the wash, you see a ton of green. You see all the trees on either side. You see the bushes are more condensed. It's the riparian effect. So if you are going to have water in a desert, this is where it's going to be. And so a lot of your plant vegetation is going to grow in this area.
I see what looks like a typical Palo Verde or Palo Brea type of tree. They're pretty common. What's this right here? This one, it looks like it's got these beautiful little soft balls on it.
That's the creosote bush, prolific throughout the desert. And it's interesting, they're coming up with more and more things that the creosote is important to. One of the things is that they actually put out a chemical through their roots. So if you look at them in their natural habitat, you're not going to see creosote on top of creosote on top of creosote or any other plant around them, because they're going to protect the area around their root ball so that they get all the rain when it rains. Nothing else can grow in their immediate vicinity. They put out some kind of a chemical that stops other plants from growing there. So it's an adaptation that they've come up with that allows them to grow in this harsh desert climate.
Now, is it also the creosote bush that when we get the rains or something, you get that nice aroma?
You certainly do. And if it is not a rainy day, you can actually cup your hands around the leaves and breathe on it. And then the smell will come back to you, that smell of rain.
Ah, okay. There's a tree over here. What is this one?
This is the ironwood tree. And it's one of the tallest trees of the Sonoran Desert. It's also only found in the Sonoran Desert, so we're very lucky to have it. It gets its name, the ironwood tree, just from the density of its wood. It's so dense that it won't float. Even after a tree is dead for 1,000 years, remnants of the tree will still be standing.
In the springtime, it's gorgeous. Most of the year, it's kind of an iron, dusky gray color with like a grayish leaf color. But in the spring, all of a sudden, it just pops, and it's covered with tiny purple flowers. It's beautiful.
And I look up in here, I guess it's not, but it looks almost like a nest up towards the top, doesn't it?
Right, but it's mistletoe. It's actually a parasite. It grows in a lot of the different trees around here in the desert. The Phanopepla is the bird generally that causes this type of thing, because they eat different berries. They sit on the tree. They eat actually the mistletoe berry. They'll sit on the tree, and then they will produce more mistletoes from the seeds that they excrete. It will eventually, over enough time, kill the plant, but it has a kind of a symbiotic relationship where they feed off of each other, and it actually attracts wildlife, so it's not a horrible thing.
Did someone say something about it being the nurse tree also?
Exactly right. It is a nurse tree. What happens, again, in a harsh desert environment, you need every advantage you can to actually grow into full maturity. So a lot of times plants, cacti, saguaro especially, will start their life underneath an ironwood tree or perhaps a Palo Verde tree or maybe even a bush. Their likelihood of getting to adulthood intensifies because they are given shade. The water generally in the root area will come to them. Eventually, again, 100 years down the road, they will kill the plant. They will eclipse it. They will outgrow and take more water than the tree that it was being nursed by.
Right.